Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 8 exit interviews. Well, it's one interview right now, but in the future, there will be more interviews. Also individual ones, for the most part, but there'll still be interviews with the evicted players of the Big Brother Canada 8 house. And so today, I will be talking with Michael, our second person evicted from the house. The first real person voted out of the house after Nico self-evicted. So we're going to talk to Michael today. We're going to hear from him about what he would have done, who he thinks is playing the best game, how he feels about, you know, honor and integrity, and Chris and his military experience and all of it. So here we go. Let's just jump right in. Let's chat with Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good. I think it could be a little bit better, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah. You're voted out of the house. How's it feeling? You've had a night's rest, hopefully. How are you feeling now?
I had the first night out of the jungle there last night, and I'm sad to go, but most importantly, I'm sad to see the leave the people behind in there. I can't do anything to help them now at this point. I wish I could have gotten to display my ability in some competitions, but sadly, I only got to throw a basketball. So, I'm hoping for maybe an all-star ones and later in the future. So I keep saying that a bunch. So maybe it's planting the seed in people's heads.
Well, there you go. How do you feel about Chris? Chris, who backdoored you, he got you out of the house. How are you feeling about him now?
Yeah, I'm. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Chris is Chris, and you know he's going to go out after this and be sketchy Chris to other people. But there's no bitterness that I have towards him. It's just he's the guy's a quirky guy, and it's a smart move at the end of the day, because eventually I would have took a shot at him. It's just the motive that he behind it. I don't understand it, because, I had a long game to play and I think I deserve to be there. At least give me a fighting chance if you're going to do something like that, especially off at the beginning or drop the hint that I might be a target. But, I think it's just boiled down to the Maddie and I relationship. I think he said to Maddie afterwards, he said he did it to get closer to her. And so, I think that was a weird way to go about it, but, to each their own, I guess, if that's what he thinks is going to work, then, I'm out of the picture.
Did you ever consider, being like, hey man, go for it. You don't need me out.
Yeah. No, I didn't even just cause I was just like in my head, I'm like, this can't be true. This is ridiculous kind of thing. Right. Like, this can't be what this guy has out for me. And so I think it was just an easy slide, fill in back door for him.
Yeah. You went into the house and you hid your military experience. Now, we were talking about this plan preseason, and we were kind of thinking, like, we didn't know if that was the right move. We felt like your military experience might have actually helped you win some sort of, like, respect from the house guests, like, right away. What went into that decision, and do you think it was the right call?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. Looking back at it right now, I genuinely don't think it was the good call, just because I think people looked at me a little bit, like, almost arrogant, like, because they took maybe my quietness or my, not that I was, like, you know, recluse or anything like that, but I think they took that as a sign of, you know, what's this guy thinking, sort of thing. Whereas if I would have went with the military stuff, they would have instantly assumed I had the loyalty, I had the integrity, I wasn't this, you know, bad dude. And I think looking back, that was definitely an error I made. And because the people I did tell, I had immediate respect from them. And so I think if I had the chance to play again, I would definitely be transparent.
Yeah. So it seemed like when you first entered the house, you seemed very social. A lot of people liked you. But then after a few days, it seemed like you started to primarily hang out with your alliance, the Evictors, JL, Ree, and Maddie, and not socialize as much outside of that group. Is that something that you were conscious of at the time, and were you worried about that?
Yeah, it was definitely something I was worried about and that I was conscious of, just because, you know, what really led into that was the fact that, you know, I heard Chris throw out my name, and then other people were talking about, you know, throwing my name out, like Min was talking about it. And then I kind of relied on, like, I was like, well, I realized I don't trust a lot of people in this house. And so instead of me trying to, you know, work with them and gain them, I kind of, like, did my normal world instinct where I'm like, well, I don't need those people, kind of thing. And so that's where I made a little bit of an error, I think. You know, I had a connection with Angie, Carol, and Hira, but their connection with other people was just stronger, and they didn't want to upset the house, even though they knew deep down that I was just better for their game to have in the house. But they just didn't want to upset anyone that early on, which is, at the end of the day, it just sucks because those people couldn't just band together and stick up for what they wanted. So looking back, it's definitely an error of mine, you know, that I should have been a little bit more exploitive of my social efforts at the beginning.
Yeah. All right. So I have to ask you this as well. You talked a lot about honesty and integrity. You seem very distressed that you were lied to in the house. Did you go on to this show expecting something different? I mean, this is Big Brother, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I heard a bunch from Kyle. Like, that was just a big excuse of saying, you know, like, this is the game. That's the game. People have got to do that. And then so a part of me understands that, yeah, that's definitely part of the game. But the first week, you know, first week or two, where, you know, it just seemed like, you know, you're trying to mend relationships. You're trying to, like, create one so that when you do have to do those dirty moves, those plays later on in the game, it's justified because, you know, people understand that it's Big Brother. But right at the beginning, it almost, like, scares people. They're like, holy crap, this guy's capable of doing that. And so I thought, you know, at the end of the day, I had, you know, Chris's mind. And so it was definitely a bit of bitterness on my part, but that's why at the end of the day, like, I gave Chris a hug and, you know, I was like, I feel bad for you that you're getting manipulated by Kyle, but, you know, I don't really care. And that's why I just shook Kyle's hand, because, you know, I didn't respect that he used his family and brought personal reasons into the game, because usually you have to have a line regardless of if you're playing Big Brother or outside. And, you know, your family, in most cases, is the line. And for Kyle, you know, he had a conversation with me and he said he left his morals and values at the door. And so, you know, and I said to him, I'm like, man, I'm fine with that. What happened? Like, I'm okay. I'm like, at the end of the day, I got to live with myself. And it's, you know, as long as you're comfortable with living with yourself, you know, it's up to you. And then he said, you know, it's not personal and stuff like that. And so I said, it sounds like you're trying to convince yourself. So I think it's weighing on him, and I'm hoping maybe it's a lesson he can learn. And, you know, I hope his family doesn't take it too serious.
Yeah. If you had stayed in the game, you know, would you have gone on? Like, I heard you talk about, like if you stayed, you would be like an honest player and tell people ahead of time when things were going to happen. Is that the case? Or do you think you would have eventually started playing the game down the line when it was time to start, you know, stabbing people in the back if that was necessary?
Yeah. Yeah, well, 100%. Like, I think, you know, especially the fact that those people, like, drew that line with me, I had full intention of not telling them my plans whatsoever. And anyone that was involved with it, especially the flip-floppers, like I had full intention if I were to stay in the house that I wasn't going to include them in my overall plan if I had the opportunity to. And, you know, like retaliatory or not, I think, you know, there's merit in, you know, doing that stuff, especially in Big Brother, because it takes away the strategic chance for you to campaign against it. Because once you're on the block, it's already too late to campaign. And you really just have to rely on the connections you have with people, because you're kind of like a dying animal when you're there and no one wants to hang out with you or talk to you.
Who do you think is playing the best game in the house right now? Who do you think has the best chance of winning?
Yeah, I think right off the bat, I think Kyle is playing definitely the best game. He was super exploitive of his, you know, his relationships he made at the beginning. He was crying in front of people. He was hugging people. And, you know, and even though it was whether it was real or not, he really used that to his advantage. And so it's sad to say that's usually the easy way to play. Like, you know, it's easy to lie. It's easy to manipulate people. But, you know, I think if he keeps that up and people forget that he said to the whole house he's willing to stay and do anything he can to get ahead, then I think it's, you know, he'll go far. As much as I don't like to say that, you know, I like to think there's an honest way to play the game and an honest way to win, but sadly at the end of the day, people are people.
If you had made the jury and you were looking at Kyle in the final two, would you give him your vote?
Yeah, honestly, Kyle against anyone but JL or Maddie or Rianne, I would have given Kyle my vote for sure if I was sitting in jury, just because, you know, he bested people whether it was dirty or not. And so, you know, at the end of the day, there's a winner and, you know, he made it to the final two. So depending on whether he would actually win competitions or not and how much complaining he did, you know, I would definitely give him my vote.
All right. If you had won the HOH, if you had stayed in the game, you'd won this next HOH, what would you have done?
Yeah, so I gave the victors a little play-by-play plan, you know, if they were to win the HOH, the next one. And I said, what you have to do is, the goal is to get Chris and Vanessa, or sorry, not Chris and Vanessa, but Kyle and Vanessa on the block after the POV. And so my intention right away was you got to get one of those three people out. And so I would have put Chris and Vanessa on the block right away. And hopefully Kyle wouldn't have been able to compete in the POV. And even if he did, hopefully he wouldn't win. So that way, for sure, you're taking one of the three people down and have a potential backdoor for Kyle.
All right. That's our time. So thank you. Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's good to chat.
There you go. That was Michael, our second person evicted from the Big Brother Canada 8 house. I will be back tomorrow morning, of course, to update you on everything that's going on the live feeds now that Michael is no longer a part of, unfortunately for him. And so make sure you check all that out. I hope you enjoyed this interview. And you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. And check out all the great coverage that we do. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.